it will be red.
Okay.
All right. So thank you so much for interviewing with us today. Could you start by telling me your name and spelling it?
Yep. My name is Monica Rodriguez, MonicaRodriguez.
Thank you so much. And could you start by telling me what you had for breakfast this morning?
I had coffee and a smoothie.
Perfect. Thank you so much. So our first question is, when you think about the process of voting in the United States, where would you say you are on this scale between trust and distrust? And I would invite you to slide this wherever you would like to, depending on how you feel on the scale. Perfect. So I see you have it all the way to the left for trust. Can you share the story of why you picked that spot or why you feel that way?
I think just because I know a little bit about the process of what happens. I've always been involved in voting. Thanks to my mom, kind of instilled that in me. I just feel like as a citizen of the United States, it is a responsibility to be informed and to vote. So I know that the process works, and I guess I just trust it, just inherently trust it.
Thank you so much. So you do have it all the way on trust.
Yeah.
And our next question is, where would you like to be on this scale?
Yeah.
Do you have any different preference than what you put on here?
Yeah, I'd say I'd like to stay in the trust. I know that currently there is some distrust expressed by the public. That makes me sad because I think we have the best process in the world, and I want to make sure that people trust it. I'm not really sure what I can do in order to help to make people trust the process, but I am aware that there are many people who distrust it at the moment. I guess I just want to stay in the trust column if I could. that would be my hope.
Yeah, absolutely. And our last question is, imagining like a condition in which you could be here, you did indicate that you were very trustworthy of the process, but you did talk about how you feel that some people may be not as trustworthy of the system. Can you imagine like some of the conditions that would get us to that point of more trust in the system, perhaps?
Yeah, I think that if people make sure, first of all, that they are voting, taking the responsibility to do so and being informed on the process, maybe. I know that it's okay to question things, but sometimes I think that comes from a place of just misinformation that's being shared. So I think just people, I'd encourage them to just get involved and inform themselves on the process. Did I answer that?
That's perfect. Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah, and is there anything else you wanted to share with us today?
No, just to, that I hope that the next generation of people that will be of voting age, that they continue to be informed and just realize that it is a responsibility of being a citizen here, and that they take it seriously. I do know a lot of people who don't vote. They don't bother to vote. They don't inform themselves. I'm not saying I'm the most informed person, but I do take time to see who's on the ballot, see what they stand for, who best aligns with what I believe, and vote. So I encourage everyone to do so.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.